A militant group linked to Al-Qaeda terrorists said it attacked a vacation area in Ivory Coast on Sunday. Six attackers with weapons killed 14 civilians and two soldiers. 22 people were wounded. Site Intelligence is an organization that examines terrorist websites. It reported that an anti-government group in Algeria called Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, said its members carried out the attack. Site said AQIM called three of the attackers heroes. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara called the attackers cowards. He visited where the attacks took place and said all the attackers were killed. Jean-Baptiste Bougre works at a hotel next to the attack area. He says he saw a gunman arrive. The attacker wore military clothing and carried a military weapon. He says the attacker shot people, including children and women. Witnesses said the gunman looked young and carried many weapons. Marcel Gouy survived the attack. He said an attacker asked a man if he was going to a mosque or a Muslim religious center. The man said he was, and the gunman did not shoot him. When the gunman asked another man if he attended a mosque, the man said he did not. The gunman shot and killed him. Witnesses said militants walked to the beach of one of the three hotels that was attacked, called the Southern Star. The hotel was reportedly filled with people from other countries. The attack is the third deadly shooting in the past few months in West Africa. In November, gunmen attacked a hotel in Mali. In January, armed men attacked a hotel and a restaurant in Burkina Faso. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has also claimed responsibility for those attacks. I'm Jonathan Evans.